Chapter 3, Module 1, Genes, Proteins, Adaptation, Injury and Cell Death. Orientation. Disease often begins when a cell cannot maintain its structure, energy supply, information or environment. The outcome depends on the nature of the stress, its intensity and duration, the affected cell type and the cell's previous state. A mild stress may produce adaptation. A more severe but brief stress may produce reversible injury. Persistent or overwhelming injury causes death by necrosis, apoptosis, or related pathways. These cellular events scale upward into tissue dysfunction, clinical signs, and organ failure. Information flow and protein function. Deoxyribonucleic acid stores information in nucleotide sequence. A gene includes coding information and regulatory regions that determine where, when, and how strongly it is expressed. Transcription produces ribonucleic acid. Messenger ribonucleic acid is processed, exported, and translated by ribosomes. Transfer ribonucleic acid matches codons with amino acids, while ribosomal ribonucleic acid contributes to peptide bond formation. The simple phrase from gene to protein is useful but incomplete. One gene can produce different transcripts through alternative splicing. Ribonucleic acid can be edited, localized, stabilized, or degraded. A protein can be cleaved, phosphorylated, glycosylated, folded with chaperones, transported into an organelle, assembled with partners, or destroyed. Cellular phenotype therefore depends on regulation at many levels, rather than on sequence alone. Gene expression responds to developmental programs, hormones, nutrients, oxygen, mechanical forces, inflammation, and neural activity. Transcription factors bind regulatory deoxyribonucleic acid. Chromatin accessibility is influenced by histone modification and deoxyribonucleic acid methylation. These epigenetic mechanisms can produce stable changes in expression without changing nucleotide sequence, although they remain biologically regulated rather than acting as a mystical layer above genetics. Mutation and inheritance. A mutation can substitute one base, insert or delete sequence, alter copy number, rearrange chromosomes, or change chromosome number. Its effect depends on location and consequence. A synonymous coding change may preserve the amino acid. A missense change substitutes one amino acid. A nonsense change introduces a stop codon. A frameshift alters downstream codons. Variants in promoters, splice sites, enhancers, or non-coding ribonucleic acid can change expression without altering the encoded amino acid sequence. Dominant means that one altered allele can influence phenotype. It does not mean common, severe, or beneficial. Recessive conditions usually require pathogenic variants in both alleles. X-linked inheritance depends on sex chromosomes and X inactivation. Mitochondrial deoxyribonucleic acid is transmitted mainly through the oocyte, but heteroplasmy can produce variable severity because cells contain mixtures of normal and altered mitochondrial genomes. Penetrance is the proportion of people with a genotype who express the associated phenotype. Expressivity describes variation in degree or form. Environment, age, modifier genes, mosaicism, and chance events can all alter presentation. Most common diseases are multifactorial. Many variants interact with behavior, exposures, development, and aging. Cellular adaptation. Hypertrophy is increased cell size. It occurs when cells face increased workload or hormonal stimulation and have limited capacity to divide. Skeletal muscle hypertrophies with resistance training. The left ventricle hypertrophies in response to pressure overload. Initially, this can preserve function. Later, increased oxygen demand, fibrosis, altered gene expression, and impaired relaxation may make the adaptation harmful. Hyperplasia is increased cell number. It may be physiological, as in glandular breast tissue during pregnancy, or pathological, as in excessive endometrial proliferation under unopposed estrogen. Hyperplasia remains controlled by growth signals and is not itself cancer, although some forms increase malignant risk. Atrophy is reduced cell size and sometimes cell number. Causes include reduced workload, denervation, diminished blood supply, malnutrition, loss of hormonal stimulation, pressure, and aging. Protein synthesis falls, protein degradation rises, and autophagy may recycle components. Atrophy conserves resources but reduces reserve. Metaplasia is a reversible replacement of one mature cell program by another, better suited to chronic stress. In smokers, ciliated respiratory epithelium may be replaced by squamous epithelium that tolerates irritation but loses mucociliary function. Persistent stress can progress to dysplasia, in which growth and maturation become disordered. Dysplasia is not synonymous with invasive cancer, but severe dysplasia may be premalignant. Reversible cell injury. The central disturbance in many injuries is impaired adenosine triphosphate production. Ischemia reduces both oxygen and substrate delivery and prevents waste removal. Hypoxemia reduces oxygen but may preserve blood flow. Toxins may damage mitochondria directly. Adenosine triphosphate depletion weakens ion pumps, allowing sodium and water to enter cells and potassium to leave. Cells and organelles swell. Calcium accumulates in the cytosol. Anaerobic glycolysis increases. Glycogen falls. Lactate rises. And intracellular acidity alters proteins and chromatin. The endoplasmic reticulum can swell and ribosomes detach, reducing protein synthesis. Misfolded proteins activate the unfolded protein response, which attempts to restore folding, slow translation, and increase degradation. If stress cannot be corrected, death pathways activate. Fatty change can appear in organs handling lipid metabolism, especially the liver and heart. Reversible injury has a recovery window. Restoring flow can rescue cells before membranes and mitochondria are irreversibly damaged. However, reperfusion can also add injury through reactive oxygen species, calcium loading, inflammation, and abrupt mitochondrial changes. This does not mean reperfusion should be avoided. Clinically, timely restoration of perfusion is often essential. Irreversible injury and necrosis. Irreversibility is associated with failure to restore mitochondrial function and profound membrane damage. Loss of plasma membrane integrity releases intracellular contents, which activate inflammation. Lysosomal leakage contributes to digestion of cellular components. Nuclear change progresses from chromatin condensation, called pyknosis, to fragmentation, called karyorrhexis, and dissolution, called karyolysis. Necrosis describes cell death with membrane disruption and tissue reaction. Coagulative necrosis typically preserves tissue outlines temporarily and is common after ischemia in solid organs other than the brain. Liquefactive necrosis produces digestion into liquid material and is typical of brain infarction and many abscesses. Caseous necrosis has a friable appearance classically associated with tuberculosis. Fat necrosis follows lipase release or direct trauma to fat. Fibrinoid necrosis is seen in certain immune-mediated vascular injuries. Gangrene is a clinical term rather than a distinct microscopic mechanism. Intracellular proteins released by necrotic cells can serve as biomarkers. Troponin indicates myocardial injury in the appropriate setting, but does not by itself specify the cause. Aminotransferases indicate hepatocyte injury, but are not direct measurements of liver function. Biomarkers must be interpreted with timing, magnitude, tissue specificity, clearance, and clinical context. Apoptosis and regulated death. Apoptosis removes cells with minimal leakage. Cells shrink, chromatin condenses, fragments are packaged into membrane-bound bodies, and phagocytes clear them. the intrinsic pathway responds to deoxyribonucleic acid damage, growth factor withdrawal, and severe organelle stress through mitochondrial control proteins and cytochrome C release. The extrinsic pathway begins with death receptors. Both activate caspases that dismantle the cell. Apoptosis is physiological during development, immune regulation, hormone-dependent tissue involution, and routine turnover. It is also protective when cells are irreparably damaged or infected. Too little apoptosis can support cancer or autoimmunity. Excess apoptosis can contribute to neurodegeneration, immune depletion, or tissue loss. Other regulated death pathways, including necroptosis and pyroptosis, combine signaling with membrane disruption and inflammation. Autophagy delivers cellular components to lysosomes for recycling. It supports survival during nutrient deprivation and removes damaged organelles. Persistent or dysregulated autophagy may also accompany disease. The context, degree, and timing matter more than labeling a pathway simply good or bad. Clinical integration. Cell injury is not diagnosed from one symptom or laboratory value. The clinician asks what stress is present, which tissue is vulnerable, whether injury is reversible, how much reserve remains, and whether treatment can remove the cause. Acute coronary occlusion threatens myocardium through ischemia. Sepsis combines inflammatory signaling, microvascular dysfunction, mitochondrial stress, and altered metabolism. A drug overdose may generate a toxic metabolite, deplete protective molecules, and produce zonal liver necrosis. Chronic hypertension drives adaptive hypertrophy before contributing to fibrosis and failure. Treatment logic follows mechanism. Restore oxygen and perfusion, remove toxins, correct temperature or metabolic disturbance, control infection or inflammation when appropriate, and support organ function while recovery occurs. Intervention itself can cause harm, so dose, rate, timing, comorbidity, and monitoring matter.